It had been raining all day, so I spent the time sorting my collection of precious stones and examining them through my junkoscope. Opals from Australia, emeralds from Brazil, garnets, amethysts, rubies. Each bag had meant a different adventure. Could have happened to it. I had to find out.
Seen the rainbow, Snuggles?
Yes, I certainly have.
I don't like the look of it.
Neither do I.
Where are we going?
Granny Toots, to ask the cosmic cat about it. Granny Toots had many cats staying with her, but none was as strange as the cosmic cat. He was from outer space, you see, and sometimes had a bit of trouble with gravity.
Oh, Snuggles, do come in.
Granny Toots was just as worried about the poor old rainbow as I was. The cosmic cat may be able to tell us. Why the rainbow looks so pale and miserable.
You are to go at once to the land of the lavender lullabies. Woogie the freckled camel wants to see you.
My goodness. Things must be very serious indeed. I decided to visit Woogie with Dreamy Boom Boom, my faithful rocket, but it didn't look as if it would ever take off again.
Oh, it's not too bad. Leave it to us.
Dennis and the mice made Dreamy as good as new. Count down.
1, 2, 3.
Backwards!
Who ever heard of a watch going backward?
Please. 10, 9, 8.
All right. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now what?
Ignition. I hoped the lavender sheep would appear to guide me. Ah, there they were. Woogie, where are you? Woogie!
Only to shout. You nearly landed on top of me.
I'm so sorry. The cosmic cat said you wanted to see me about the rainbow?
Yeah, that's right. You are to build a diamond-making machine, and into it you must put all your precious stones.
All of them? But how will that help the rainbow?
Wait and see.
A diamond-making machine. All right, let's go back and give it a try.
Oh, help!
You all right, Doctor?
We're going to build a diamond-making machine.
And what about my washing?
Oh, we will help you first.
What's going on?
Dr. Snuggles is inventing a diamond-making machine.
What for?
Nobody knows.
Diamonds. Why doesn't he invent a cheese-making machine?
A diamond-making machine, boss.
Let's take a look.
Wind it up, Dennis. I poured all my precious stones into the machine, just as Woogie had told me to.
If this machine really works, I could try it out with cheese.
Ready? Go!
It works, Doctor.
Hey, wait, what about my cheese? No, not me!
We didn't notice at first that Nobby had been scooped into the diamond-making machine by one of its feelers.
A monster.
But, oh, don't worry, friends. It's only Nobby Mouse. Nobby. Stop the machine at once. Poor Nobby Mouse. How could we get him out of a diamond? It took Dennis a long time to chip Nobby out. I decided to try again the next day. And as I was fast asleep... What?
Don't wake the shed, Ed. Don't wake the shed. Let's go right away.
Willy Fox and Charlie Rat wanted my newest invention, the diamond-making machine, for their own sinister purpose.
We're going to be rich, Charlie.
Yeah, rich, boss. Pull this, boss.
You pull it. I'm boss.
But things didn't go the way they planned it.
Oh, you crummy rat.
And it seemed as though the diamond-making machine became alive.
Stop it! Will you stop it? Run, rat, run!
Yeah, boss, let's run.
Hey, will you get me out of here? Oh. Hey, what do you know?
I can't do nothing, boss.
Something.
I can't, boss.
Well, then don't do it. Let go, will you? Let go.
Help me, boss.
Can't you see I'm in a fix?
The next day, Dennis and I went down the path which led to Rickety Rick. Oh, my goodness. It was the biggest diamond in the whole world. It worked. The diamond-making machine worked. Look what it's done to my roof. But how was the giant diamond going to help the poor old rainbow? We couldn't ask the cosmic cat, He'd gone to Saturn for the weekend. Now what?
Ask Winnie Vinegar Bottle.
A Winnie Vinegar Bottle is a friendly witch who lives in the Salt and Pepper Mountain. Perhaps she would be able to tell us what the diamond was for. I decided to transport the diamond in my special truck, which I only use for special cases like this. Good luck, Doctor.
Oh, my goodness! Look where you're going, Snuggles.
Sorry, Quiffy.
Roadhog!
It was a long way to the Salt and Pepper Mountains.
Tell me I'm dreaming, Charlie.
You're dreaming, boss.
No diamond can be that big, can it?
No, boss. And again, Willie and Charlie were up to something.
Hey, Charlie. Stand by.
Okay, boss.
Cut.
All right, boss.
Cut the rope. You crummy rat.
Although Willie and Charlie failed to stop us, we had one serious problem. How were we going to cross that river?
Oh, that stopped them.
Yep.
Are you ready to go airborne, Dennis?
Yes, Doctor.
Hey, that's mighty handy, boss. A helicopter truck. On and on we went. Higher and higher towards the Salt and Pepper Mountains. The weight of the diamond made things very difficult at times. This'll stop Snuggles.
An avalanche! You're stuck! Oh. And so finally we arrived at the Pepper and Salt Mountains. Left or right?
Left for Winnie Vinegar Bottle.
Thank you.
Snuggle.
I've come to ask your help.
Can't stop, I'm late as it is. There's a witch's party tonight.
But Winnie!
Sorry!
Bye-bye! All that way for nothing. We still didn't know what the diamond was for.
How will that help the rainbow?
Oh, if only Woogie had told me.
Should we go in?
Why not? Come on. Carefully, Dennis and I crept into the diamond.
Goodness, it's the Atlas Mountains. And that's me climbing them. Of course, I remember now. What's that?
Oh, you'll see. I was looking for amethyst when I found that nest. I don't want your eggs, you marvelous creature. I'm looking for an amethyst.
Ah,
What does all this mean?
Wait and see, Dennis.
Where are you now?
Fishing for garnets. That's the River Esk in Scotland. I hadn't caught anything except a terrible cold.
You can't catch us.
I don't want to catch you. I'm fishing for garnets.
Well, why didn't you say so?
We'll get to some.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you. I'd never have got them by myself.
No trouble.
A pleasure.
I had caught a terrible cold from standing in the water, so I needed to stay in bed for a while.
Fishing for garnets, indeed.
Come on, Dennis. We haven't learnt the secret of the diamond yet.
Oh, it's a long way to go, Doctor.
Yes. Look, we can have a rest here. The diamond was much bigger on the inside than on the outside. The Amazon jungle. Now, what stone did I go there to find? I decided to visit Uncle Bill. He knows all about jungles. And he told me that I could find emeralds in the ruined temple of Kihana. But he never could find that place himself.
Aha, Snuggles. Look at this. What? Ugly looking brute. Ain't he? Yes.
Why is he in a cage?
Well, you see, he's different.
Well, I'm different to you, but you haven't put me in a cage. Let him go.
No.
Please. I'm sorry, I don't understand. He was so grateful for his freedom that he went straight to the ruined temple of Kihana with some of his friends to bring me emeralds from the idol's crown.
Go on to the heart of the diamond, Snuggle.
That's Boogie's voice. Come on, Dennis. Woogie.
You have reached the heart of the diamond, made from all your precious stones and the diamond-making machine, made to help the rainbow.
How?
I was coming to that. The diamond flashes with every color of the rainbow. The rainbow's colors have faded. You must use the diamond to make the rainbow repairing machine.
How splendid! A rainbow repairing machine. Come on, Dennis. Let's get the diamond back home. There's work to be done. We now know what the diamond is for, Hugo. It's going to be part of a rainbow repairing machine.
What a silly waste of time.
But who'll buy it, boss?
Madam Midas.
Who's Madam Midas, boss?
The richest woman in the world. She collects diamonds. She'll give us anything we ask for it.
But how are we going to steal it, boss?
We'll just take the truck, yeah.
But Willie and Charlie didn't know that they had been overheard by Nobby Mouse. That's it, Dennis, I think.
Dr. Snuggles, Willie the Fox and Charlie Rat have stolen the multicolored diamond.
Oh, my goodness.
Magnificent, simply magnificent.
I could see them on the screen of my whereabout machine. We must get it back.
The working mice and other animals had provisionally repaired my rocket ship Dreamy Boom Boom during our absence. And now we had to use it without testing it.
What about the countdown?
No time for that. Hold on tight, everybody. We were on our way to Madame Midas's villa.
It's perfect. Flawless. Unique. I must have it. At any price.
At any price?
Of course.
Madame Midas's villa is below.
You wonderful, beautiful thing. Oh, my.
And suddenly the diamond grew and grew.
Stop it, I say!
And as we landed, I could see that it had grown even bigger than Madame Midas's house. And it ruined it completely.
No! You, I'll...
Let's get out of here.
Just wait till I catch you. Just you wait.
It seems to know how to take care of itself. Back in Rickety Rick, we assembled the multi-diamond rainbow repairer. And finally, it was ready for the multi-colored diamond. I only hoped the rainbow repair machine, with the help of the diamond, would work, because the rainbow was as sad as ever. Could you take your roof off, Rick?
Only too pleased to help, Doctor.
How kind you are. Yes. Violet! Indigo! Blue, green, yellow, orange, red. It worked!
Yay!
Hurrah!
Thank you, Dr. Snuggles. I knew you could do it.
Our pleasure, Woogie.